This solid rocket propellant has the consistency of Play-Doh, and that's a bit of a problem. When making a solid rocket motor, packing in as much fuel as possible is best, but when the fuel is a hard sludge, packing it can create little air pockets. And once you have enough air pockets, you stop having a rocket motor and start having a bomb. There are three things we can do to make the propellant flow better. First, we can increase the amount of HTPB and IDP. These two chemicals form the binder between the ammonium perchlorate particles. You can think of this like making a sandcastle, where the wetter the sand is, the easier it'll flow around. Second, we can increase the particle size. This propellant uses mostly 200 micron diameter ammonium perchlorate. If we double that to 400 microns while filling the gaps with smaller 90 micron sized particles, we can keep the density high and improve pourability. This is a field of study called rheology, and if you ever want a headache, I recommend Googling it. Lastly, the shape of these particles matters a lot. Both the 90 and 400 micron AP must be rotary rounded to let the particles slide past each other freely. This is self-explanatory. Lots of little spheres will slide past each other better than lots of little cubes. Other improvements involve using a higher processing temperature during pouring, a slower acting curative, and adding small amounts of surfactants like Triton X100 or lecithin. I call this new formula Risky Batman, and if you want to see how it burns in a motor, stay tuned.